Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ron Washington. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mark Portugal. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Schroeder. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dale Sviuom. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett takes first base on ball four. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti takes first base on ball four. Puckett moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schroeder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Laudner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gantner moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schroeder moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles takes first base on ball four. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portugal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Beane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beane hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Manning. Beane reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Beane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviem fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Riles takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Riles moves to second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Riles moves to third. Manning moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Riles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bean moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bean moves to third. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Gaetti scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-2 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviump fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bean is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviump is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Sviump hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sviump moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Householder now playing left field. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne bunts towards third. Sviump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-3 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portugal fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-3 in the game. Schroeder is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.